Repentance, Luke 12, verse 41 to 13, verse 9. Peter said, Lord, is this way of life just for us, or is it for all people? The Lord Jesus said, anyone who wants to be part of the Creator's new creation must live by trust and not worry when managing money, resources, and possessions. Those who live by trust will be cared for and will receive everything they need from the Creator. Privileged is anyone who, when the Creator comes, is found living in this trusting way. Truthfully, I say to you, the Creator will give all of His creation to those who trustfully empty themselves in obedience to His word. But if one of my followers starts living without trust in the Creator by taking advantage of others and building up wealth for himself, then the Creator will show up when he is not expecting and will cut this untrusting one out of my community. The servant who knows the teachings of the Creator and does not obey them will be punished and disciplined greatly, while the one who does not know the Creator's teachings and lives unjustly toward his fellow creatures will only be punished and disciplined lightly. The Creator expects a lot from everyone who has been given his truth. The more he has entrusted to you, the more he expects of you. Know this, I came to refine and purify all the earth with the fire of my word, and I am determined to set it on fire. I have my own baptism I still must complete, and I am intensely anxious for it to be done. Do you think that I have come to bring superficial peace and harmony to the earth? That is not my objective at all. Instead, I say to you, I am coming to bring the true peace and harmony that can only come through the cleansing fire of division and conflict. Houses and families will be divided in half and will become enemies with each other because of my word and truth. Even fathers and sons, as well as mothers and daughters, will be divided and turned against each other as my word reveals the truth of their loyalties and hearts. Jesus then began teaching the crowds. When you see clouds growing in the western horizon, you immediately say, a thunderstorm is coming, and it happens. When the winds shift and blow in from the south, you say, it will be very hot, and it happens. You are hypocrites and pretenders. You know how to read the signs of heaven and earth in regard to weather. So why are you unwilling to recognize the clear signs of civilization's collapse and the need to transform your lives? You are even refusing to open your eyes to how true justice works. When you find yourself in a conflict or dispute, do not take it or let it be taken to some human court. Instead, work one-on-one with the other party to sort it through. For human judges only bring more injustice by throwing people in prison. I say to you, if you seek the judgment of human courts, you will eventually suffer great injustice at the hands of their so-called justice systems. During that same season, reports were brought to Jesus about some revolutionaries in Galilee who had committed acts of violence and then had been killed by Roman governor Pontius Pilate. Responding to the news, Jesus said to them, do you assume these revolutionaries were considered more rebellious by the Creator than all those in Galilee because they suffered this fate? Not at all. On the contrary, if you do not break free from the madness of both the revolutionaries and the establishment of civilization, then you will also be destroyed in their games. Or how about those 18 people that were killed when the tower in southern Jerusalem collapsed on them? Do you assume that the Creator was more unhappy with them than everyone else living in Jerusalem? Not at all. On the contrary, if you do not break free from the madness of civilization, then its buildings and structures will come crashing down on you as well. Jesus then began teaching about their urgent need to change their lives and produce the fruit of the Creator's justice. He said, a man planted a fruit tree in his orchard, and even after years of patient waiting, the tree produced no fruit. The man said to his orchard worker, look, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit from this tree, and I am still finding nothing. Cut it down. Why should it even waste the soil? Answering, the worker said to him, Lord, give it one more year. I will show it extra attention by digging around it and fertilizing it with manure. See if it produces fruit this coming year. If it still does not, then we will cut it down. Therefore, know that I am your last chance to change your lives and turn back to the Creator.